This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts. Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Stay tuned. Julie McKenzie will be coming up. Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. It's International Lesbian Day, Zebu. And, you know, my contribution to International Lesbian Day is inviting Julie McKenzie to the studio.
Oh, and I get the claps too.
You get the claps. Julie McKenzie, great to have you back on the airwaves.
It's great to be here, so thank you very much.
It's been a while.
It's been far too long.
Yeah. Far too long. And you're causing a bit of scandal out there, I see. A bit of delicious scandal called Scandalicious. So tell us about the new party.
Yeah, well, it's coming up on the 15th, so it's next Saturday night. And basically we're really proud to introduce another all-female lesbian event. And basically it's going to, if I had to sum it up in one word, I'd say it's actually a sensual party.
Wow. Yeah. I can't do that with a stupid tongue ring.
Lesbians and sexuality and sensuality. It's going to be great. So it's going to be a real diverse crowd in relation to it's going to be a real mix of people. So it's going to be people that we've got in the scene, but it's also going to be a lot of girls that actually don't come out and enjoy different events that are actually on, that enjoy a little bit of fetish, a little bit of naughtiness, a little bit of mischief. They're going to be coming out. So it's going to be very eventful night, I think, to say the least.
I'm just looking for a fan here in the studio, and I found one. I'm going to put it on too.
No, it's sexiness and naughtiness. No, fetish and naughtiness.
Wow. It's fetish, naughtiness, sensual.
Now, excuse the pun, that's a part of the scene that has not been tapped yet, has it? My pun. Sorry.
I'm still trying to do that.
Zebu's trying to be all sexy with the tongue, but she's got a tongue ring, which is preventing her from going.
Oh, right. Yeah, don't mind me. Yeah.
Get the nipple ring. And we'll end it there.
So what about the venue? It's called Abode.
Yeah. Now, Abode, it's so funny. When you talk to people about Abode, everyone's either, they've heard of it, but they're a little bit timid to go there, or they've actually, you know, they're 100% into it. So this is really a venue that we've had our eye on for a while, and it actually matches perfectly because it's actually a very stylish, naughty atmosphere, exactly what we're looking for this particular party. So it's actually, Abode's the home of all things wicked, and it's very unique. So it actually is going to tie in very, very well with our event moving into it and what they offer, and plus also the guests that will be coming along as well.
Now, I'm very excited about this next performer. Obviously, she's not made by Mattel. Kellyanne Doll.
Kellyanne, yes. Yeah. If anybody has not seen Kellyanne Doll, I highly recommend getting on Facebook, having a look. And she's actually going to be performing two acts with us. So she'll be doing one by herself, and she's also got her second act. She's actually got her dance partner, Eve. So, again, it's very sensual, very sexual. And then what we've actually got as well, we've got some spectacles scattered through the crowd. So the actual night itself, when it comes to the entertainment, is it's actually going to be some really hot talent that we're actually going to be able to view on stage, but also in the crowd as well.
Oh, I'd make that noise again, but anyway. I saw you tried to sway me. Thank you, Gigi.
Look at her, she gets all confident. She's got a tongue ring, and look at her go.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Is there going to be a dress code?
Definitely. Yeah. So this one
the less
is
more.
Yeah. Come in nothing, just a G and you get in. No.
Sounds like your kind of party.
Just a G.
On a serious note, though, well, not serious, but on a note with the dress code, it's actually, you dress to impress, but you can actually express your sensual self. So it's no blue denim. We actually have some girls that will be coming in latex. We will have some girls actually in costumes dressed up. We will have girls in fetish, just girls in corsets. But saying that as well, there will be that element of girls, but you don't actually have to dress up. You can actually be, you know, a little less showy if you want to. So just no blue denim, smarten it up. So there really will be a broad spectrum of outfits on the night and some skin and, you know, some girls covered up.
Wow. And you've got some stellar DJs performing on the night too to add to the ambience.
We do indeed. So we've got Mike Evans, who's our resident DJ at all of our events. He brings it home, but saying that though, he's actually starting the night with us. So he'll start the night off. We've got Sydney DJ Cat Dujour, and we've got Freya as well. So we're going to have our trademark music, house music, but it's actually going to be quite sexy house music. And it's actually going to take us on a journey, which is good. So from the start to the end, you'll really be able to work with the DJs because they've all spoken together and how they're actually going to work the crowd and that sort of thing. But it's also going to reflect the night and the mood of the crowd as well. So
great, Jewel. I can't wait for Zebu and I to hit that next weekend.
No. So, yeah, you ladies are coming, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be there with bells on, if that is allowed, isn't it?
If that's allowed or...
tassels, bells, whatever you like, ladies. So hopefully
look out
got
for the dinging
outfits.
Noise.
I'm going to have to borrow someone's horse whip. Well, it's Melbourne Cup. Yeah, it won't be hard.
I'll let you mind. So, Jules, where can you check out to get, what website can you check out to buy tickets?
Pinkalicious. So, pinkalicious.com.au. And you just need to click on to, we've got all the parties set out there. Just click on to Scandalicious and you can go from there.
Fantastic. A lady I hope is coming to Scandalicious, the love of my life. Nicole Scherzinger here with Poison.
Oh, my God.
Pinkalicious.com.au. Check it out for tickets for Scandalous. We count down to Whitney Mixer landing on our Australian shores. Her society's touching base with the star of Showtime's reality series, The Real L Word.
Every week, one of them will feature on our show, so let's start with Ginny's favourite.
Growing up north of New Jersey, she opened up and shared her journey with us on the first season of the show.
And now she lands on our Australian airwaves. Please welcome Tracy Ryerson to Her Society.
Tracy, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Of course. I'm happy to join the party.
And it seems you've had quite a journey from season one of The Real L Word to now, both personally and professionally. So firstly, how did you become involved with the show?
It sort of, I mean, I know it's a kind of a cheesy answer, but it just fell into my lap. I was working and I met a bunch of people over one summer, a promoter and a producer, and the list goes on. And I guess my name kept falling, you know, into The Real L Word's lap, and they gave me a call and asked me if I'd like to do it. And I said, hell no. I mean, initially, because that's scary. I mean, you know, there's cameras following you around 24/7, and I like my privacy. So my, you know, after a month or two of considering it, I decided to give in and do it. And it was a cool experience.
And being a spin-off from the Showtime hit series, The Real L Word, had you seen that series before you started filming The Real L Word?
The L Word? Yeah. I saw the series. I saw most of it. I don't think I watched the last season, but which is, I think, the one everybody had an issue with.
Absolutely.
With the killing of Jenny, apparently.
Did you have a favorite character from The L Word?
Character? Probably, well, I'm sure Sarah Shahi's character. I think that might have been a crowd favorite. Her, I loved Helena, and then of course, well, actually, I really love Alicia Haley's character.
Oh, Alice,
she's fun,
so funny.
Yeah, but you know, I miss the show.
Oh, me too. I actually was talking about this to someone the other day, and I said I wish they could come back and just do one more show, or at least like a movie. How cool would a real an L Word movie be?
I know. I think they tried to get that going, but it's a no-go, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was good for everybody. I came out during, you know, when the show was being aired, probably halfway through its run. So it was nice for me to have something to, you know, look at and sort of, I don't know, study. And I don't know if it's the right thing to follow, like, when you first come out, but at least I knew what lesbians did.
L Word came out in about 2004 when I started coming out as well. And it was kind of it's kind of nice to watch something on TV and find relatable, I guess.
Exactly. That's what it was. And then I was like, ooh, then, that, you know, there's this, you know, with Kay Monning at the pool and some strap on. I'm like, is this what they do?
What
happened?
What is she doing? They're hurting each other.
Exactly. Look away.
Now, with The Real L Word, you said that they pretty much follow you 24/7. What do they do at night? Do they actually stay at your house, the camera crew, or do they come back in the morning? I always wanted to know that.
No, that would be so creepy. Can you imagine if they your house and just stood by you? That would be... They're there. I mean, they're there a lot, and the days vary, but it's not 24/7. I mean, maybe for Whitney Mixer it was. She's probably awake the entire time. But Stamie and I have kids. We like to sleep, the whole thing. So we ended up giving the crew keys. I mean, just to, you know, one of them, the producer, so they can let themselves in before we woke up, which they did a few times and scared the shit out of us. So, you know, it worked. But they're there, you know, a good 12, 14 hours.
Wow, that's a long time.
So, yeah, and then it, you know, they follow. I think it's the only place they can't follow you in is the bathroom.
Yeah,
but you, I realized, I knew early on because I've been on a lot of sets and I've been mic'd and so on, but a lot of the girls didn't realize that their mics were still on when they're in the loop.
Oh, no!
They found out the hard way.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'd love to be the sound recordist on that show.
Seriously. So, I mean, I think for a few of them it took weeks to figure out.
More coming up from Tracy Risen very shortly. Hey, if you want to join our Google Plus Hangout, you can actually see what me and Zeba are up to visually. We'll give you a wave. We can even say hello to you. Go to Her Society Live, our Twitter, and the link is available there. Or if you're on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Her Society Online. Stay tuned. More from Tracy. 94.9 Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. We've been chatting to Tracy Risen from The Real L Word.
Yes, and she's a bit of a cute and very sexy one from the show. She's also Ginny's favourite.
Absolutely.
And the video I stalked, you sprained your ankle last month.
Ooh, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, it's been a Well, I need to come up with a more, you know, a better story than this, but I was just walking, and I tell people I wasn't texting, by the way, not walking and texting, but I just tripped off a curb, like nothing sexy at all about it.
There are laws against driving and texting. We might have to implement laws about walking and texting now.
Possibly. I've been guilty of doing that, but you know, this time I just went off the curb the wrong way, and I mean, luckily I wasn't texting, but you know, it happens. I'm getting older, I suppose, but I ended up re-spraining it, which is where I had a problem, and I had to wear a huge boot for like a month.
Well,
so unfortunately, actually, I missed, there was Saj ended up this past month doing a charity basketball game, and they got Real L Word girls, Real L Word season 1 versus season 2, all for charity, and I was so bummed because I was in a boot and I couldn't play, I couldn't school them.
Oh no.
I know.
Well, I think you should stick with the reason you were trying to save a cat and you fell off the cliff. I think you should stick with that.
I should. I know. That's a better story. I'm glad Daughtry came up with that.
Tracy, I've just been following you on your Twitter, and it seems that, are you quite a Nicki Minaj fan?
A Nicki Minaj fan? Yeah, well, I found a fun video just recently. I just want to be able to talk as fast as she does.
Hey, maybe Stamie can do the comedic stuff and then you can rap on the side. That would be really good.
Exactly. Stamie right? doesn't let me be funny, by the way.
Why is that?
I just want, there's no, she says that there's only one comedian allowed in the house.
No room for two. Fair enough. And Tracy, how's your book going?
Oh, it's going some scribbling it out, you know. It's fun because it has to deal with being an Insta mom, which obviously doesn't stop, and the kids are getting older, so it's new, you know, new material every day.
Yeah.
And speaking of being an Insta mom, I mean, like I was saying before, you've had quite a big journey from The Real L Word, both professionally and personally. And one of my favorite scenes on The Real L Word was where you were gathering, for your birthday, and you know, your mother was there, your close friends were there, and Stamie were there, and you talked about that experience, and you said it wasn't about choosing anyone in particular. It was about choosing yourself, which has evolved into a beautiful concept on your website. What's it been like for you?
That to me was eye-opening. That, you know, everybody asked me, are you happy that you did The Real L Word? What did you get out of it? And personally and probably selfishly, that moment was huge for me. It you know, it was, you end up speaking to the producers who dig in your life, and you're doing 4 and 5 hour interviews with them, and they find that they become like your therapist. So they find your, you know, that little nerve. And for me, something that I realized was that I wasn't choosing me in my life. And so what I realized afterwards, that it resonated with so many other people around the world, that they were dealing, whether you're gay or you're in a bad relationship, whether you're straight, it doesn't matter. You have to choose you at some point in your life.
That's very true. And I think that kind of advice resonates with a lot of Australians here as well, because, yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. I think one of the most common issues in the LGBT community is that acceptance, that self-acceptance, really.
Right. No, it's huge. And I'm glad it knocked me over the head one day. And I mean, I think, you know, I think I cried on camera, which I never do. But, it was huge for me. And it's that, those three words, honestly, it's changed my life. And I have a lot of people that write me every day, and I don't realize even how much of a reach it's had. I mean, they write me and tell me how much it's changed their lives. So It's pretty cool. So for that, I'm glad I did the show. No, not at all. You go into it, you don't realize how big of a reach a show actually has. I mean, it's, you think of, you know, maybe in the States and people in the flyover states, and then you realize, oh wait, people in France and Australia are watching this. And, you know, and I mean all over the world. I've gotten letters from Japan and Brazil, and it's pretty cool that we're all dealing with the same issues. So that's why we created our site afterwards. We realized we were kind of sick of talking about ourselves, and we wanted to hear more about what other people had to say, and you know, how we can all lean on each other and have a safe environment where we, you know, we can share our stories.
Time for us to bounce out of the studio and make way for A Touch of Pink with Dennis and Richard. So exciting!
And next week we have a special guest, played by me, Sofia Vergara. From anyone that's out there that knows Modern Family, it's a big fan of Modern Family like I am, the TV show, will know who Sofia Vergara from Colombia.
Colombia!
Yay! Jay!
She's already
Jay!
Here. Not yet. Next week, Sophia. Next week.
Come back later.
And you can stay tuned to all of our podcasts and what's coming up on our show at hersocietyonline.com.au. Stay tuned. A Touch of Pink coming. See you later. We'll catch you next week at 6 p.m.
Bye.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my God, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
that. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.